Good morning. We're continuing now on Mem Ches Amud Beis from where we left off. The Gemara says the following. This is now on Mem Ches Amud Beis 48b, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Shamir Zeh Briyaso Kisaora, Umisheshes Nimei Bereshes Nivra. The Shamir that we were speaking about again is only the size of a barley kernel, and it was created during the during the 6 days of creation. Ve'in kol davar kashi yachol lama b'fanav. And nothing, it has the ability to pierce even the hardest surface. So what can you go ahead and, meaning, so how do you contain the shamir if technically speaking it could get through any kind of material? So karchen also b'sipukin shal tzemer, you wrap it in tufts of wool. U'manichen also b'itni shal ever, you put it in a receptacle of lead. Malaya subi se'oren, filled with barley bran. Similarly, again, Rabbi Ami says, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shira Parndo, or Paranda, Rashi points out, was an expensive type of silk. Uzichuches Lavana, literally white glass. So these refer to certain elegant items, expensive items, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, these items ceased to exist as well. Tayin Amihachi, or Brisa that supports this, Mishacharov Beis HaMikdash, Rishon Batla Shira Parndo. When the Beis HaMikdash was, the first temple was destroyed, this expensive silk ceased to exist. Uzichuches Lavana, Verechev Barzel, this white glass, this type of expensive crystal, and iron chariots. V'yish Omrim Avyayin Karash, and some say even congealed wine that came from Shneer, or from Sneer, I should say, that was like Igulei Dvela. So this was a type of actually very expensive wine that was able to be made into a congealed cake, and then the concentrate was able to be used to make other forms of wine. But Nofes Tzufin, so remember again, the Mishnah said that Nofes Tzufin also ceased to exist when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. My Nofes Tzufin, Amarav Solas Shetzafa Agabe Nafa, V'doma Le'isa Shenilusha B'dvash U'shemen. This refers to the fine flour that floats to the top of the sieve and has the appearance of dough that is kneaded with honey and with oil. But Levi Amar Levi says, Shteki karos hanidbakos betanor, v'topchos uba'os ad shemagios zulazu. And Levi says that it refers to the loaves, and it refers to a certain blessing in the bread where they would put two loaves in the oven, and the loaves would expand, they would swell, and they would become so big that they would literally touch one another. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar zed vashabam min atzviya. This refers to dvash. This refers to honey that comes from tzefiya. So Rashi says over here that tzefiya refers to harim givoim, high mountains. So my mashmo. So how do I know that tzefiya means the mountains? Kedem targim Rav Sheshes kemindinason debirasa v'shaitan berume alma, like the bee that goes ahead and flies in the heights of the heavens. Umasyon dovsha meisveitura, and it brings honey from the grasses of the mountains, from the vegetation of the mountains. Tenan hasam kalanitzok tar chutz midvash zifim utzefichim. So this is actually a very interesting halacha. Kalanitzok, so Rashi points out over here, kalanitzok hamar mekli tar lekli tame eina kiloach mitzarfan liyos chibur letame esmasha besocha kli shum arami menu. And during the halacha is like this: if you're pouring, let's say, a liquid from a utensil that is tahor into utensil that is tameh, so generally, even though there's a flow that connects the tahor utensil with the tameh utensil, nevertheless, the two utensils are reckoned separately, and therefore the flow is not mitameh the first utensil or the contents therein. One of the exceptions is, says the Mishnah here, is this dvash zifim vitzapichim. Rashi says, chutz midvash zifin, shu'ov ma'od v'harihu kimechuber, shakiluach poseku holich milamata lama'ala v'hakem rinu midos. This honey is very thick, and therefore, interestingly enough, when you go ahead and you stop the flow, so some of the flow actually recedes back into the upper utensil, and therefore the two utensils are considered to be connected, and therefore halacha l'maisa, if the bottom utensil is tame, it'll be matame the upper utensil as well. My zifim, so says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan devash semezayfin bo. This refers ultimately to honey, semezayfin bo. And Rashi points out semezayfin bo, it's so thick that you could water it down with other additives, and yet again the honey will still be incredibly potent. Reish Lakish Amar Ashi Makomo. Reish Lakish says no, that in fact it's called vashtifin because it comes from a place called zif kidichziv, zif vetelem ubalos. Ukiyotzi b'davar ato omer bevoazi fim veomer shol halo David mistater imano. Furthermore, again, just another proof to this idea that this Zif could actually be the name of a place, because the Navi records the fact that the Zifim came to Shaul to tell David to tell Shaul that David was hiding among them. My Zifim, what is Zifim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'nei Adam hamizayfins divrayim. They're liars because they promised safe refuge to David HaMelech, and yet again they disclosed his location to Shaul. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Omer Ashem Mekoman. Rabbi Eliezer says, on the other hand, that Lamaisa, they're called Zifim because of the place where they came from, namely, Kedichsiv Zif Vetelem Uba'alos. So here the Pasuk explicitly says, Zif, Telem, and Ba'alos, which again are references to the names of different places. So we'll say, we'll stop over here, Mirza Hashem, and we will pick up, God willing, with this on Mem Chesamud Beis, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.